to call to order the Thursday, June 28, 2019 meeting of the CAT Committee for Amex. Determination of a quorum, Mr. Baker?
We have a quorum.
Thank you. First item is minutes for the May 9, 2019 meeting. I need a motion.
Paradise, I move.
Thank you. Do I have a second?
Kushner, second.
Thank you. Having a first and a second, any comments, questions? Hearing none, all in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, same sign. Motion carries. And we'll go into our first staff report, financial progress report. Mr. Baker.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. As you can see on attachment 3A, as of May 31st, we've expended about 66% of the budget, which will leave us somewhat of a carryover going into fiscal year 2020. We do expect a lot of that carryover will be eaten up as we have put out an RFQ for pavement condition indexing. Our subcommittee of the TAC TIP did get together, and we selected PMG out of Heath, Ohio, to do the PCI indexing for all federally functionally classified roads in the AMAT system, other than state routes, but still state routes and municipalities. So basically the system that we would fund for our resurfacing program, we're going to begin doing pavement condition indexing for. So, but with that, I'd be happy to answer any questions if there are any. Any motion, I believe.
Any questions for Mr. Baker? Hearing none, I'll entertain a motion.
Demosthenes Weepy.
Any other comments, questions? Hearing none, all in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, same sign. Motion carries. We'll move on to technical progress report. Mr. Baker.
All right, thank you. Well, I guess I kind of already popped the balloon talking about the pavement condition, but also there's not a whole lot going on the federal front. I think with between Iran and impeachment, there's no room for another I for infrastructure, unfortunately, right now. There hasn't been much discussion regarding it since the big, the powerful power brokers met last in May. Really still have no one's identified any kind of pay fors for infrastructure, so we're still not seeing it. On the state side, the Senate just passed their amended budget. It does include the $70 million for transit, which we wrote a letter of support about. So that's good, but I think it's going into conference committee for the state's budget, which I think also increases the local government fund, albeit I think a minuscule percentage. And then locally, we're just continuing to work towards our round of funding that Dave will talk about next, and continuing to do some of our planning products like our bike plan, congestion management report, et cetera. So with that, I'd be happy to answer any questions.
Any questions for Mr. Baker? Very good. We don't need a motion on that, correct? Very good. We will move on to the AMAX Federal Funds Report. Mr. Poulet.
Okay, thank you. The technical advisory TIP subcommittee met on Tuesday, May 21st for the second time. The main purpose of this meeting was to revise some scoring issues with the resurfacing projects, and I will review those when we get to the new business. And as Curtis alluded to, we will be accepting applications in the next several months. We'll be accepting CMAQ first. Those applications are due by July 31st, and you know, I'd like to try to urge you to have them into our office as soon as possible, because we also have to do some analysis with air quality improvements and such, so that just allows us a little more time to carefully score them. And then on August 30th, the rest of the applications will be due, the STVT resurfacing and TASA project applications will be due. And once again, if you do have those done early, please submit them as soon as you can, because we have to score them, and it just gives us a little more time to carefully work with them to get the scoring done. The only other thing I have, and this isn't on the attachment, is next week after policy, the policy committee meeting, we'll be having a workshop, an application funding workshop, and this will be something that if you know, those of you who are pros may not need this, but those of you who maybe are kind of new to this game, I'd like to encourage you to attend, because we we'll go over the different funding categories that we have, and also how to fill out an application and answer any questions you may have. So that'll be next week around, I think it's 2:30 after the policy meeting. And I would like to end this saying that we are now closing out fiscal year 2019, a couple more weeks left, and I would like to just maybe highlight a couple of our projects from 2019. We had a number of what I call significant projects. This was our largest project. It was STVG funded. This was in Norton. And this turned into our largest project because it was actually two projects that were combined into one because of drainage issues and also for economies of scale. So this is under construction right now. If you've ever been through there, it's very torn up and very busy. The next significant project is Howell Road, which is well underway. That was $4.8 million. The first section right here was done several weeks ago. That's when they had the interchange closed, and that's already done and opened up. So from what I understand, things are going well, and it's even a little bit ahead of schedule. This project has been around for a long time, and finally it sold the intersection of Canton Road, State Route 91 and 224. This is actually much more than an intersection project. It includes sidewalks and some other types of improvements, pedestrian improvements and such. Joe, do you know if that started yet?
Yes, I have.
Okay, so good. That's underway. I haven't been in that area for a while. That's a large $12 million project. And then finally, up in Streetsboro under CMAQ, which is really a statewide program, but it's still administered through us. We had once again another project that's been on the books for a long time, finally sold and is underway, the signal improvement project. And last but not least, this isn't a big project, but it's a big project in the respect that it's constructing a sidewalk in an area that years ago was never the least bit pedestrian or bike friendly. But this is out in Montrose, and it's a TASA project. It's not a large project, a little over $300,000, but it's construction of a new sidewalk on the north side of 18, and hopefully down the road the same thing will happen on the south side. I'm not sure, but once again, it's a big project in terms of significance, because it's a sidewalk in an area that never had sidewalks before. So I just wanted to highlight a couple of our larger projects from 2019. July 1st begins fiscal year 2020, and hopefully next year at this time I'll be able to do the same thing with some of those projects. So with that, if there's any questions, I'd be glad to answer them.
Any questions for Mr. Poulet? Thank you for giving us the update, Mr. Poulet. We have no old business, so we'll move on to new business, which is the funding policy guideline. Mr. Poulet.
Thank you,
Just a couple of minutes ago, I mentioned that when we had our TAC TIP subcommittee meeting, we implemented a few changes to the funding policy. We take a look at our funding policy usually every 2 years before a funding cycle. We had a really in-depth and extensive review back in 2017 and made a lot of changes then. So the goal of these revisions this time was just to kind of fine-tune some things that we learned from the 2017 funding. Getting into the actual changes, our first proposed change is to limit the number of projects a sponsor can receive to 3 projects per funding category. The reason behind this is to try to promote a more equitable distribution of the funding. Once again, I'd like to stress that sponsors can submit as many applications as you want, and just make sure that you do indicate, you know, which projects are your priority projects, but you will be limited to 3 projects per funding category. The next series of changes pertain only to the resurfacing program. And the first change concerns the pavement condition rating. Once again, there's always been some questions about the accuracy of the ODOT PCR ratings. So we decided until we implement our new program where we actually begin collecting the data ourselves, we decided to make a few changes on the number of points received from the PCR value. The number of points now will be, if you have a PCR from 0 to 60, you'll receive 30 points, and then above 60, between 60 and 80, it'll be the value subtracted from 90. And the PCR value used will be the average from 2014, 2016, and 2018 ratings. Before, the PCR value was a total of 40 points. So this puts a little less weight on the PCR value. The next change, once again pertaining only to resurfacing, is the average daily traffic scoring. The proposed scale will be, if you have an ADT of 10,000 or more, you receive 10 points, and then from 0 to 9,999 will be that ADT divided by 1,000. This benefits lower volume roads more, and it doesn't quite put as much weight on the traffic on the road. The current ADT scoring system was if you had 15,000 and above, you received 15 points. And once again, the points awarded for your priority project, we're raising that from 10 to 15. And then here's the probably the biggest change that we're implementing is we're awarding points if a sponsor does maintenance on your existing pavement that's being applied for. We've had feedback saying that in order to try to extend the life of the pavement until the project can happen, some sponsors have done chip and seal, crack sealing, strip paving, what have you. And then ODOT comes through, they do another PCR evaluation, and they actually have a higher value, so they lose points when scoring. And the reason that we're implementing this is so to kind of try to alleviate the penalty for maintaining your pavement, because there was once a time when a resurfacing project could be done in maybe 1 or 2 years after the application, but now we're like 4 and 5 years out into the future, and if you already have a 40 or 50 PCR, you almost have to do some maintenance somehow. So here's the proposed scoring system. If you do chip and seal, you receive 10 points. If you do strip paving, you get 7 points. Crack sealing, 5 points. And then if you do patching, like patching potholes or what have you, you get an extra 3 points. There's been one more additional revision. This doesn't really pertain to funding, but the Federal Highway Administration has new targets that we have to try to meet, national goals, and this is just wording that was put into funding the funding policy guidelines. This is just wording explaining what these goals are and how projects are. How we're trying to meet these goals through the project we select. And there's actually 7 different goals that we have to try to work toward improving. And those are safety, preservation, congestion, system reliability, freight, environmental, and then reduce project delay. So with that said, if there's any questions, I'd be glad to answer them. Yes, Joe.
You listed chip and seal 10 points, strip set paving 7, crack sealing at 5, patching at 3. If I do all of them, do I get 25 points?
I'm sorry?
If I do all of them, if I do all 4 of them, I patch the road, I crack seal it, I strip pave, I go up, chip and seal. Do I get 25 points?
No, you get 10.
Just want to make sure there's a maximum.
Yeah,
there's a maximum of 10.
That's a good point. That's a good point. But it would be a maximum of 10.
That needs to be added.
Yeah, good point. I'll make sure I do that. Any other questions? Yes.
I have a few questions. Do you encourage the applicants to self-score?
Yeah, that's in the language in the plan.
Okay.
Yeah.
A couple others, I didn't notice any advantage for kind of regional cooperation projects between communities get extra points. Is that part of the scoring system?
No. Not right now.
Okay.
That's something we can visit in the future possibly.
Well, and I'm familiar with the Summit County Public Works scoring system.
Right,
so,
right.
And to that point, I didn't notice any advantage of for an applicant to say load up on funding from multiple sources and getting points or positioning themselves better.
In terms of you get more points if you put 40% other money into the project or local money into the project. That's what you mean. Yeah. Yeah, no, we have typically not done that. I think, or we used to actually require us to be the last source of funding you would come to. But what we found, too, is that especially with safety funding, sometimes the best way to build a safety job is they like it when AMATS will go first and kind of submit, you know, and then can help put it together. So we've been more flexible on that. 2 years ago when we had the funding policy subcommittee, we discussed that about, you know, more points, say, for a more local match. And at the end of the day, it just didn't seem to pick up a lot of traction with the membership. So it wasn't something that we've chosen to pursue.
I guess final question. If two communities in a county tie on a score, how do you resolve that?
There's only enough money for one project.
I guess we have to look at the project. That's tough when that happens. I think that did actually happen last time. And let's see, it seemed like we gave them both.
Well, and I think honestly, I think
you
it's
have to just kind of look
right
at
some point. Like the funding policy guidelines are guidelines, and so when the TAC TIP reviews them at the end of the day, we're kind of okay. We have the guidelines. We have the points. Now we have to make a maybe more subjective decision on which one do we think, or can we? You know, sometimes we'll go back and say, well, we can overprogram a little bit more and try to make everybody happy. But there's no, you know, typically that's done with the committee. Our TAC chairman has suggested we just pick by alphabetical order. So, you know.
Right. Yeah, I was thinking in the back room you had a big corner.
Right, yeah, yeah. We have to buy the box of cigars, and then we do it. No, but...
depending on who the sponsors are also, I mean, we could possibly, give each sponsor, if there's a tie, maybe give each one less than a S4. But still, something. It just depends. It just depends on the project, on the sponsor, on each case is kind of unique.
And we've really tried to build a scoring program now that doesn't have a lot of ties because, you know, you're dividing by 1,000 on ADT. You're kind of creating. Whereas before, maybe a funding policy, you know, 4 or 6 years ago was very much like 10 points for this, 10 points for that, 5 points for this, and 3 projects got a 60. You know, something like that.
Plus
so.
The PCR, I mean, with that too,
yeah.
You know, subtracting from a number and you're doing different things. So the two of them together make it highly unlikely for that to occur. And that conversation was had at TAC TIP about those kind of things. So
I didn't know if, for example, you would ask one community if it would be willing to defer to be to the next year to be the number one project. But I'm just raising these. But if you've got a handle, that's fine. Just asking the questions.
Yeah.
Any other questions for Mr. Poulet? Hearing none, I'll entertain a motion.
Paradise, so moved.
Do I have a second?
Costco, second.
Any other comments, questions? Hearing none, all in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, same sign. Motion carries. We'll move on to resolutions. Resolution number 2019-11, Mr. Poulet.
Okay, resolution 2019-11 is amendment number 20 to the current 2018-2021 TIP. This is to add one new project and revise the scope and schedule of an existing project and also combining it with another project. The new project we're adding is the Cuyahoga Valley National Park pedestrian bridge and trail. This is just south of Boston Mills Road. I included a picture on the second page, but it certainly didn't turn out too good. But the purpose of this bridge is to connect a visitor center on one side of the Cuyahoga River with a parking area and a trailhead on the other side, and the money being added is for engineering. It's federal money through the Park Service, but it's not AMATS money. But we still have to add the project and show the funding assistance from a federal source. The other project that is receiving changes is the Portage Park's hike and bike trail in relocation in Portage County. This project was originally designed to utilize an old railroad bridge to cross over a mainline CSX bridge or CSX tracks. And as time went by, the Parks District thought maybe we should just utilize a new bridge that's being reconstructed in that same area, and that is the Ravenna Road Bridge. So what this What this amendment does is it transfers the TASA funding that was originally set up for that project. It transfers it into the Ridge project, which is a new PID number, 105556. And then it also changes the scope and the schedule so that it it's part of the bridge construction, and it'll be a year or two later when the bridge is constructed. And I know it sounds kind of complicated, and it's a lot of changes, but the parks feel that this way they don't have to deal with the railroad twice and pay the expenses of having a railroad flagman and what have you on the project. They can combine all those expenses into the bridge project, and it's just a one-time thing. So if there's any questions, I'd be glad to answer them.
Any questions for Mr. Poulet? Hearing none, I'll entertain a motion.
So move, McClear.
Do I have a second?
Kushner, second.
Very good. Having a first and a second. All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, same sign. Resolution carries. Other business. Do you have any other business? We would like, though, we do have other business. Just on Saturday is going to be Mr. Poulet's birthday. So we want to say happy birthday to Mr. Poulet. And then, yes, Cheryl.
Just briefly, our bike user map has been updated. And if you haven't noticed, I brought three boxes of them. Please don't be shy in taking bundles back to your communities, not just where you work, not the building you work in, but other places that you might think they might be, you could place them so that people can have them. I'll pretty much hit the bike shops or libraries and stuff like that, but it'll help me out if you guys can help distribute those.
We have 25,000. So,
make a great stocking stuffer.
That's right.
Yeah.
Never too early to start Christmas shopping.
That's right.
Very good. So, any other business? No other business? Then I'll get a motion to adjourn. Second?
Second.
Thank you. Let the record show that we'll adjourn at 1:58.